Sup guys, welcome to With All Your Mind. My name is Tom Amos, and today we're going to be continuing the question series. And this episode is going to be questions for God. Being real, this was quite a difficult episode to record. Partly because I feel like I had a whole load of thoughts come to my mind for what kind of questions do I want to ask God? And yet, I didn't really know how to direct them. And instead of trying to package the episode into a nice beginning, middle, and end, that really isn't the thrust of this question series. Instead, I just felt this really just needed to be something prayerful. So I considered the prayerful reflection time that I have with God, where I just sit with Him and ask questions. It really felt like this was just a good opportunity to invite you as a listener in on a bit of that process. So instead, I just set the mic running, didn't really plan it, and just prayerfully spoke to God and reflected and asked questions. So I hope that as you listen, that this will be a really helpful thing to listen to, as something which, as ever with this question series, is provocative, it's encouraging, and it invites you to explore your own journey for how you can ask good questions of yourself, of God, of the world, and continue forwards from there. So with that said, I'm gonna play the episode, and I really hope you enjoy it. God, I have questions for you. Who are you? Are you who we say you are? Because there seems to be a lot of us who say different things about you. What are your priorities? What do you most care about? Do you care about justice? What kind of justice? There seems to be a lot of different understandings of the word justice. Just like there seems to be a lot of different understandings of who is oppressed. And I'm wondering what you think of that. And I guess sometimes the things that I hear said on your behalf makes me wonder about who you are. Are you good? I know I'm supposed to think that you're good. And I think I believe it. But I sometimes wonder, what is good? Do I fully understand what it means to be good? Are you angry right now? Are you often angry? If so, why? And what at? I suppose, perhaps I'm not trying to ask too much of who you are, but I definitely wonder what you care about. Do you care about who the President of the United States of America is, as much as we seem to do? Do you see one as a friend and one as an enemy? Is one chosen but one not chosen? Are you concerned that the way things are might lead to the destruction of your kingdom? Because it seems sometimes like we think that. And sometimes it seems like some of us think that you're saying that. But what are you saying? What do you think about the racial tensions and arguments that are happening right now across the world? Immigration policies, about our discussions of difference. Because I've heard people say a lot of different things, and I've gone to your word, and I've read quite a lot of different things as well. And sometimes I wonder, am I wrong? Because I think you tell us to love the immigrant, and the oppressed, and the broken, and the needy, no matter what. I think my impression has always been that we need to put love of people ahead of policy. But that seems difficult to me. And I wonder how you would deal with it. Because there seems to be some real tensions about how we handle so many issues. If I'm attacked, should I defend my life or should I let it go? Would you say that I should let someone kill me instead of fight back? would you say that I should allow as many people to come into my country as possible, even if this means at the detriment to myself? Because I think I've always assumed so, but there's times where I feel like I'm supposed to question that. And I guess the problem is that in so many moral dilemmas where we argue about what's right and what's wrong, I think it often seems to come down to a matter of priority. And I wonder, what's your priority? What are you most concerned about? Sometimes, when I hear people speak on your behalf, it seems like your biggest priority is to focus in on one or two particular subjects. Perhaps your priority is just to eradicate abortion and to proclaim that all those in favour have strayed from you. Maybe even to go as far as to say that they are your enemies. So, is that true? Should I just disregard all the benefits, all the noble characteristics, or any kind gesture, any inspiring word, any good policy, any well-motivated thought by those who believe that? And should I assume that you are behind all those who oppose it? God, I honestly really wonder what you're thinking in the middle of all this, because we talk about love and God is love. That's what the Bible says, and I believe that to be true, but I wonder if we sometimes don't really know what love is. For some of us, it's purely romantic expression. For some of us, it's engagement and enjoyment of certain activities. For some of us, it's deep connection to people. For some of us, it's pretty much self-motivated. And for others, it's almost just self-belittling to the point where you wonder whether it really is love. But I guess there's a lot of times where I wonder if what is expressed as love really is love. And whether our views of love are opposed. I kind of feel the same about freedom. When you called us to freedom, what did you mean? Did you mean that we were free to do whatever we wanted? Is that freedom in Christ? Is that the meaning of the gospel? That I can freely choose to live my life however I please? Or is there something deeper than that? And if so, what is it? Because it feels like there's a number of places we can take that understanding of freedom. And I think I'm starting to wonder whether we've fully grasped the meaning of the word, and whether our grasp of the word doesn't lead to more pain. How do you feel about suffering? Because it seems that often we say that painful things happen so that God can work through them, but I don't know how I feel about that. Are you allowing these things to happen to us? Did you allow this pandemic to happen, or are you simply helping us through it? Are you creating, allowing, or trying to prevent a crisis? Because it seems sometimes like we're in crisis. Do you see this as a crisis? I find myself inspired many times when I read about your kingdom. The kingdom of heaven, the one that's going to bring justice to the earth, the one that sets the captives free, binds up the brokenhearted, proclaims justice to the poor. I read about these inspiring things and I hear you direct us towards those beautiful concepts. And I think about the kingdom of heaven and I say, what kingdoms right now are standing against that? Or is it even that simple? It's easy to think of kingdom and think of political regime and to go, these ones are against you and these ones are for you. But do you really think that? Or do you think we're all people that you're for, that the enemy is against? It seems to me that should there be Satan or a demonic force that lives somewhere on the earth, that it principally would want us to hate each other. And sometimes I wonder if that tactic of causing us to hate each other is working a little better than we would like to admit. And God, I guess I'm asking you, how do we learn to love?
What can we do to love our enemies? Because you call us to do that, and I think it's beautiful. I want to love my enemies. I want to pray for those who persecute me. I want to show unrelenting forgiveness. But God, it's so hard sometimes. I mean, I can't even scroll through Instagram without getting mad at someone, and I'm expecting that, you know, if someone murdered my child, that I could love them and pray for them and forgive them. God, you see fully into our hearts. How boundless is your forgiveness? It seems pretty boundless. If we were able to see how much you supported and even helped people who believed things contrary to you, people who did things contrary to you, would it offend us? Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe we'd be offended by the things that you're angry at and the things you desire to be different. I'm led to ask that dangerous question that was asked of you once by Pontius Pilate. What is truth? There's a lot of talk of what truth is. What is the truth about loving your neighbor? How far in to that truth have we really got? Are we able to truly say that we've learned to capture the heart of your parables? Like the Good Samaritan, the man who stops his entire day to care for a broken, dying man. Lord, if we saw our potential, if we saw how capable of love you had made us, how would we feel? Would we mourn the lack of potential? Would we be encouraged by how well we're doing? How would you lead us? How do you lead us? How do you govern? I guess I've always felt fairly free to do whatever I like, and again, I've seen many places in the Bible where you seem to let people make rather large mistakes. Adam and Eve made a pretty large mistake. So did Jonah, Moses, Abraham. There's a lot of mistakes. You seem pretty unoffended by our mistakes. You seem pretty keen to redeem us. And I guess I wonder, how is that? How did you do that? What would it look like if we led exactly like you, if we loved exactly like you, if we cared for people exactly like you, if we forgave exactly like you? What would it look like if we all looked exactly like you? But God, I don't just want to assume the worst. I wonder as well, where are you proud of us? Where have we made progress? Where are you seeing the pure love of Jesus infect the world right now? And if we saw the places where you were proud and where you could see your love being proclaimed, would we be offended? Would they be the same places that we assumed to find love? I sometimes wonder whether I really know how to love with all my heart. And God, please, will you show me? What is our purpose on this earth? How can we create something that cries out for peace and justice and sees it roll like a river? What would it look like for us to see the captives fully freed? What are the impossible things that you are dreaming of for the earth? And how can we see them happen? Are you waiting to see us heal the sick? Are you waiting to see more people become Christians? What else are you waiting for? What are you hoping for? What are you dreaming of? And what are you excited about? What is your justice on the earth? I want to see what that would look like. I want to know if all of this is just a pipe dream, or whether there's real possibility of revival to come to the earth, especially in a time like now where there seems to be so much swirl, so much anger, so many different ideas about who you are and what you're saying and what you believe is right and what you think is true and who you're defending and who you hate. And I just wonder, what does justice on the earth look like? Lord, I just pray that you set our hearts on fire to see justice on the earth, to see all the people of the earth fully loved and fully free and fully alive. What would the earth look like if we saw that fully recognized? God, when you look at the church, when you look at the bride of Christ, the family of believers, and all the other things that we call the church, what do you see? How does it make you feel when you see us? Do we make you smile? Do we make you weep? Do you see us for who we are or for who we're not? Does that even matter to you? Are you just proud of the fact that we're showing up and we're trying? What are we going to look like when this is all said and done? Are we all going to be agreed? Are we still going to disagree a lot on truth? Disagree a lot on what truly is love, and disagree on policy and politics and people and how to live our lives well? I don't know. I imagine you do. In some ways I wonder, as I ask these questions, maybe it's wisdom that you haven't answered them. So I wonder how it would blow our minds to see everything that's in yours. God, all that remains to say is, as I bring my questions and my doubts and my insecurities and my frustrations and my wonderings and my gesticulations about everything that is happening, God, remains to just say one thing. How can I love you with all my heart? How can I love you with all my mind? How can I represent you with everything I have? Lord, please show me how to love like you love in every part of my life. Please show me how to look like you, because I can wonder all I like, but I wonder, maybe all I really need to do is to say, God, please, will you help? Will you help me? Will you help us? Because I don't know if we really know what's going on, and maybe all we really need is just to say that one simple word more often. Help. 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 Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. I realize that this is a very different type of series to the one that I did to begin with, where we were talking about thinking well and we were talking about a number of other things like the Bible and conversation and unity. But I do think it's an important discipline and practice to reflect and to ask questions and just to think. And this is all that I'm really trying to inspire. It's very different, and it's not actually super comfortable to record at times. But I really do think this is a moment for us to just give ourselves permission to ask questions. So I hope that the questions that I'm asking are challenging you and inspiring you and encouraging you. And all I can say is, please keep going in asking your own questions. Let this be a touch point, a starting point for you to leap forward and to ask more and question more, rather than just something to listen to. So, with that said, As ever, I'm super grateful for all of you who listen. If you have feedback for me, for anything that you've been finding helpful, or anything that isn't super helpful about this podcast, this series, then I'd love to hear from you. Please do get in touch. You can find me on Facebook or on Instagram with All Your Mind. Those links will be in the description for this episode. Or you can email me at withallyourmind1@gmail.com. And yeah, I'd love to connect. I'd love to hear from you. And suffice to say that not everything that I'm gonna say, ask, or think about is 100% rooted in fact. But it is something to think about, and something to think about with all your mind. So, you guys take care, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye!